Ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. 5 days a week for your listening eargasm pleasure. From the Fukushima irradiated, fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the island chained nation in the sunny slave South Pacific, where the radiation is so high that a lot of people have a part-time job as an energy saver light bulb. And my very special guests today are Alfred Weber and Melanie Vrischen. Welcome to the program. And I would like to preface this by saying we're going to be talking about a wee bit of transhumanism here today, ladies and gentlemen. Human robotization, right? Nano implant technologies, mind control, slavery, neurological weapons, torture, the whole deal. You might have noticed that a whole bunch of people have become robotized whenever you've gotten into, say, a car accident or something. You notice that 99.99% of people just roll by because they've got somewhere to be, you know, as if they're simply electrodes going on some kind of superhighway of information because their lives are just that important, aren't they? Right. Alfred, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And Melanie, are you there as well?
Thank you, Winnie. I just have some problems with the webcam, but I can hear you.
Okay, that's good. Now, who would like to start? Because this is a quite a big topic that we're about to go into, and I think it bears prefacing.
Yes, well, I can give a brief kind of overview, and then I'd like Melanie, who is the public relations director of the European Coalition Against Covert Harassment, who is based in Brussels, Belgium, and who also is familiar with a lot and deals with people who are being targeted by these, to really describe what the various types of weapons and attacks are, so people really get an idea that this is real. Basically, what I've learned first by interviewing the panel of experts at EUCACH. Their website is EUCACH.org. Starting about 3 months ago, is that there's a new advanced technology of scalar, a new advanced scalar technology employing super quantum computers, a quantum cloud, a super grid of over 1,000 grids that is connected to HARP and that is carrying out global mind control as follows. For example, we all see chemtrails over many cities throughout the world. I know that the last time that I was in Amsterdam, I saw chemtrails over Amsterdam. Here, over Vancouver, chemtrails. Over many, many cities, chemtrails. Well, in those chemtrails, they actually contain nanobots, these mini bots, which come down, you breathe them in, they can go into your bloodstream, they jump the blood-brain barrier and get into your brain, and they become frequency transceivers, emitting RF frequencies, which are then entrained into this super grid of the super quantum computers, the quantum cloud, and the super grid leading up the HARP. So that's how they begin to entrain humans into the quantum scalar mind control and into the transhumanist or robotization agenda. And that is basically using what we call the new energy torture weapons that this new agenda has started. And I'd like now really to to turn it over to Melanie, who on the ground is carrying out a whole series of programs. One of their programs was actually raided, and so she can by the Belgian secret police, so she can talk about that also. Go ahead, Melanie.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Alfred, and thank you, Winnie, for having us on tonight. Yes, I can indeed confirm what Alfred just explained, and I'm part of an organization that is called the European Coalition Against Covert Harassment, which is a non-for-profit organization, and we're committed to raising awareness to the problem of non-consensual experimentation using remote influencing technologies. So, and techniques on the human mind and body. And in fact, it is true that there's various ways how this technology can come into your body. And one of the ways is are indeed the chemtrails that are unfortunately sprayed around the globe every day. So we have created this organization to raise awareness for this problem that citizens are non-consensually experimented on, and we would like to achieve that these technologies are ultimately regulated, and technologies that enable any or weapons that enable any form of manipulation of the human being that should be prohibited. So this is what I do, what UCATCH does, and why I'm here today for this topic.
Would you be able to describe for us, and by the way, Alfred, your webcam is frozen, so if you just click it off and click it back.
We can hear. Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Just click your webcam off and on again. Melanie, I'd like you to just... Yeah, you can't hear us, can you? Oh, no. Melanie seems to have dropped off, and her connection seems pretty awful as well. AFR, we've given you a phone number there to contact Melanie on. If you could get her up on the phones there, that would be very, very nice. Because what I'd like to ask first off the bat is what it was like actually being raided by the Belgian secret police. You know, I thought that they were simply employed by the government to protect their most prized beer possessions. And then the other element here is if you're talking about a transhumanist agenda, this seems to be, in my opinion, one of the core agendas of the New World Order, because it seems like humanity has become their enemy. Have you noticed that? Like, natural, caring, loving humans, that's kind of the enemy of the New World Order. It's the antithesis to them. And so, ergo, it's of no surprise that somebody who's exposing it, and indeed such a wide-ranging effect such as chemtrails, would wind up being suppressed, oppressed, and not to mention, it wouldn't make it into the press. What do you think, Alfred?
Well, yes, This seems to be a core, as you said, a core agenda of how the New World Order is rolled out, and to really under a kind of a core of controllers to have the rest of the human race just be in essence carbon units that are either soldiers in their wars, or consumers, or being cut off from any of the spiritual and divine interplay. One of the main objectives, since this is at the bottom, appears to be a spiritual battle. One of the discoveries of researchers in this area, for example, is that a prime transhumanist weapon is HARP. And one of the purposes, HARP has multiple purposes, but one of its purposes is actually to cut off there's a very thin kind of a line connection that goes from the top of everybody's crown chakra non-locally into what we can call source. And that's where people get the divine inspirations from. And also where the unity consciousness comes into our universe and into our galaxy and into our solar system from various interdimensional portals, either at the entry into the universe, at the entry to the galaxy, which is black hole, or at the entry to the solar system, which is our sun. And this is how what we can call the voice of God, you know, it's these universal cosmic waves come in, and it's the cut off of that so that all that you are receiving is programming that's coming through the HARP electromagnetic waves that is created by the New World Order, so that you're just listening to them, you know, and you're not a divine being. So they have captured you, they have captured your soul, and this is like this is like, from their point of view, this is an outpost of resistance to the spiritual order of the multiverse. And that's part of the struggle that's going on here on this planet Earth.
Apparently. Now, Melanie, you're back. Can you hear us?
Yes.
You hear me? Okay. Yes, we can hear you. You're probably going to have to lean just a little bit closer to your computer there, because your voice is a little bit faint. And I would like you to describe for us what it was like being raided by the Belgian secret police.
Well, that was only one tiny little piece in the Cavatarassant puzzle, so to speak. I started to follow a program from a detox program, because this technology, when it's in your body, is extremely toxic. So luckily enough, they were so kind as to send me as a present, because I could not afford the products, which are really very good. I mean, especially a product that I've tried out, which is called CardioPrim. They sent it to me from the e-clinic, you know, so that I could try it out, and it really had some effect. My body was shedding a lot of this material, actually. I will come to this a little bit later to explain the exact nanotechnology I'm victimized with. So it was working rather well. And once I went out, and when I came back, I realized that this expensive, rather expensive product, at least for me, was spilled. And so there was nothing left. So they obviously didn't like that I took care of my body and tried to regain my health back via these natural means. So, but that is only one of the, you know, actions that they took, because, I mean, we have really, really thousands and thousands of victims of these new technologies, and we have also developed a testing method to test, like, in a forensic process, by a new method, basically, and scanning the body for RFID emission to be able to prove if the person is implanted. And so I've been quite active in an organization that is called the International Center Against the Abuse of Cover Technologies, and now the new organization that we've just founded, which is the European Coalition Against Covert Harassment. Why I mention this is because I experienced what many, many victims experience once they are basically report this crime, this non-consensual implantation. Like everybody's told to do, go to the police and...
Oh, hold on there, Melanie. We're coming out to break, so I want to come back to that after it. When you're talking about you go to the police first, and obviously there's not a whole lot of help there. It's a little bit out of their league, isn't it? We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. Don't you go anywhere, folks.
Alone against your mad, deadly, worldwide, conspiratorial, gangster, computer god communism with wall-to-wall, deadly gangster protection, lifelong sworn conspirators, murder incorporated organized crime, the police and judges, the deadly, sneak-parroting puppet gangsters using all the gangster deadly Frankenstein control. These hangman rope sneak deadly gangsters, the judges and the police, trick, trap, rob, wreck, butcher, and murder the people that keep them terrorized.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. And we're just going to go straight back to Melanie now. Now, you were talking about this kind of a phenomenon and the sickness and what have you, and you went to the police and it didn't help very much.
No, it actually made it worse because
police making things worse? You don't say.
Yes, I reported this crime, and then I experienced, in fact, what many victims of these new technologies experience. Once they report this crime to the police, as everybody is told to do, I then had regular visits to my home, which means when I was not there, of course. But when I came back, then I realized that my floor was destroyed. There were, holes in my floor. There were holes in my clothes and my shoes. My son's toys were destroyed. Various things, obviously, to annoy me. The problems with my car, it repeatedly broke down, and to causing me costs, of course. And it was too often to be a coincidence, you see? So... this, unfortunately, is part of the covert harassment phenomena that we call gang stalking or organized stalking that I was experiencing. And I'm not the only one. Many, many victims of these new technologies report that. But I would like to... but, of course, okay, in my case, there was really, really, damage that you saw. That. But it's always difficult to prove that because, if you go to the police and say, well, my floor's been damaged, they can always say, well, nothing tells us that these holes were not there before. So we wouldn't want to focus on the crime that you can prove.
What I find interesting is, you've got holes in your floor and you go to the police to help you and they go, and they ironically tell you maybe you've got termites, go get an exterminator. And they say, well, actually, this is the result of my exterminator, actually.
Yes, in fact, just before I mentioned, I'm actually victimized by a technology that's called that we generally call Morgellons, but the official name is Smart Dust. It was developed and financed by DARPA, and the particular sign of this technology is once it comes into your body, so it self-assembles and auto-replicates in the body, and the body is truth then front material because it's like something that comes into the body that is not recognized by the body, so it tries to get rid of this technology. So the police even told me when I had laboratory reports by a toxicologist in the university clinic here and showed that to them, and it said that it's inorganic synthetic material coming out of my skin that he analyzed under the microscope and couldn't identify it, then even the police told me if I was currently seeing a psychiatrist.
This reminds me of there was a story a listener of mine told me in Australia. They knew a doctor and started talking to the doctor about Morgellons. And the doctor says, yeah, I've got a couple of patients that have Morgellons, but it doesn't exist.
Yes, so this is kind of the attitude you're dealing with. So, however, speaking about proof and how we prove that these victims are, implanted against their consent with these new technologies, and nowadays we're speaking really about nanotechnology, is that we have developed a three-phase testing protocol, which means that what we usually do is that people that think that this could be happening to them, that they could have been implanted against their consent, can come to us and we scan their bodies free of charge for radio frequency emissions. The human body does not normally give off radio frequencies unless, you know, there is one or several implants. Then we ask the people to help us with medical imagery, CT scans or MRI scans, although it is very difficult with the medical imagery that we currently have available to prove, to see, you know, an implant. It's because we're talking about nanotechnologies, it's virtually impossible almost because it's so advanced. And then as a third step, we scan the people that came up positive in the preliminary scan once again in a controlled environment, which is basically a Faraday cage. And we have done this quite successfully recently in Belgium in a research facility that I found. And what I could say is that the people that we scanned in the preliminary scan that came up positive in the preliminary scan also came up positive in the Faraday cage. And the frequencies we found were well in the range that the Faraday cage was rated at to cover. So we basically have brought the proof that these people were non-consensually experimented on with remote influencing technologies.
Melanie, your webcam's frozen again. If you could just turn that off and then turn it back on again.
Yeah, let's try again.
Hello, webcam button. Now, I was wondering just, and if Alfred, if you could jump in here.
Yeah.
If chemtrails are being sprayed virtually everywhere, I mean, mostly in NATO countries, actually, but... if chemtrails are being sprayed in many, many countries, and if they are indeed the precipitous cause of diseases like Morgellons, smart dust contamination, so on and so forth, how widespread a problem are we potentially looking at?
Well, I think that that what we're looking at is a conscious genocidal under the Geneva Conventions and other instruments of international humanitarian law, a situation of genocide and crimes against humanity. Because this appears to be intentional depopulation. And with regard to HAARP and chemtrails, your listeners can go to ecologynews.com, where we have a series of programs that detail how wide the HAARP chemtrails weapon system of mass destruction is. And the HAARP chemtrails weapon system is a three-part weapon. It's an environmental weapon in that it uses a component of the natural ecology of the Earth and weaponizes it to be used against an individual person or against groups of persons like cities or other nations. So that the weapon HAARP has three components. The upper atmosphere or space-based component of HAARP is the Earth's ionosphere, which is the uppermost layer of the atmosphere. It's the one that lies directly adjacent to outer space. And the ground-based component is a transmitter of HF radio frequencies, high frequencies, radio frequencies that are then transmitted to the ionosphere, to a section of the ionosphere, and that excite it. And then the atmosphere-based component are the chemtrail aerosols that are dropped by plane, by remote-guided UFOs. Actually, we have photographs showing that there are remote-guided UFOs that are holographically cloaked to look like jetliners that are really spraying this stuff in the skies.
And I've seen those videos. It's like two little balls of light sort of like going through the air, and they're emitting these twin streams of chemtrails, just like a jet airliner. Yeah. And then at a certain point, the cloaking disappears, and then an airliner comes into view. Yeah. And I was like, what the frack is that?
Yeah. So that's the same technology that was a quote used as part of the PSYOP on the World Trade Center towers on September 11th, 9/11.
One.
Where they had a remotely guided UFO cloaked from beneath to look like a jetliner appear to crash into the World Trade Center tower when it was just a hologram. But so that we have a genocidal program going on, and the relationship between HAARP is a multifunction weapon, which can be either directed at targets in outer space as a kinetic directed energy weapon, i.e., it's directed at ET craft that are either in our time-space dimension or in adjacent dimensions. They can actually carry out wars in hyper dimensions with HAARP. Or it can be used in down toward Earth, either as a weather warfare weapon in which the ionosphere is excited and the chemtrails are used to amplify its functions, and then hurricanes are directed, or cyclones are directed, or superstorms such as the one that was steered from the northern United States into a major Canadian city, Calgary, and decimated downtown Calgary. That's an example of weather warfare. Or it can be used for tectonic warfare, such as that's where you trigger an earthquake, such as the February 2010 Haiti earthquake, which we call the Vancouver 2010 Olympics earthquake, in which Haiti,
during that earthquake, there were U.S. ships full of emergency relief supplies conducting a drill just off of the coast of Haiti, and then they had a massive earthquake. Hey, we're here to save you with all these supplies that we just incidentally happened to have lying around.
Right. And
it's the same thing with the box. And it's the same thing with the Boxing Day tsunami, and the same thing with the Christchurch earthquake. At the Christchurch earthquake, there was a 1,000 New Zealand troops conducting emergency relief drills and they had a ship in the harbour full of supplies, you know. And the head of FEMA was even there, and also 9 US Congress people who jumped on the plane and skipped town 2 hours before the quake hit.
Sure.
There's a lot of suspicious stuff going down.
Yeah. So these are what we call false flag operations, and that's environmental war, and that is banned by a 1977 UN treaty called the Treaty Against Environmental Modification, the Convention Against Environmental Modification, to which the United States, Russia, all the major powers that actually own and operate HAARP and carry out tectonic warfare originated this treaty. The U.S. and Russia both developed HAARP. There are at least 17 stationary HAARP facilities around the planet. Now it's seaborne and airborne also. And in 1976, the U.S. and Russia inaugurated the first heart facility by attacking a city in Oregon and carrying out an experiment there. They called it the Woodpecker tests. And in 1977, then, they both trotted out the Convention Against Environmental Modification, making the weapon that they just released illegal. And now a whole series of nations have signed that convention, including Russia and the U.S. And of course, there's no enforcement mechanism. So this is the big lie technique. They say, oh, HAARP, that's just an experimental facility. And here's a treaty. And it's a treaty that they created, which they don't intend to honor. So it's a big psyop. Now,
We're coming up to a break in just a second here. And what occurs to me is that if a evil entity plans on doing something with a new technology, the first thing they do is they tell people that this technology either doesn't exist, or yes, it does exist, but it's safe, or yes, it does exist, but it's illegal to use, so we're never going to use it. And therefore, people just go, well, you know, there's one of three options there, that and all of which are safe for us and never have any consequences or anything of that nature, right? And then you were talking about smart dust earlier, and you know what that reminded me of is Agenda 21. Agenda 21 actually wants to tag electronically all life on Earth, every deer, every chicken, everything. And I was wondering, how the heck are they going to do that? Oh, my God. Spray them with smart dust. We'll be right back after the break.
On December 16th, 1961, the world turned upside down, then inside out, and I was born screaming in America. It was the tail end of the American dream. Just before we lost our innocence irrevocably, when the TV eye brought the horror of our lives into our homes for all to see. I was told when I grew up I could be anything I wanted. A fireman, a policeman, a doctor, even president, it seemed. And for the first time in the history of mankind, something new called an astronaut. But like many kids growing up on a steady diet of Westerns, I always wanted to be the cowboy hero. That lone voice in the wilderness, fighting corruption and evil wherever I found it, and standing for freedom, truth, and justice. And in my heart of hearts, I still track the remnants of that dream wherever I go in my never-ending ride into the setting sun.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com 5 days a week for your listening pleasure, even though it might scare the bejesus out of you sometimes when we talk about incredibly scary genocidal agendas that basically are corrupting. There's an awful lot of echo back there. Melanie?
I'm trying to put...
Yeah. Right, we are getting the technical issues resolved. Thank you, comrade. All right. Now, where were we? The last thing that I said before we went to break was about the Agenda 21 protocol wanted to tag all life on Earth. You know, every fish, every land creature, every human, so on and so forth, has to be tagged with some kind of radio frequency transmitter. So that they can control all life on Earth. And this is actually in the document, right? In the Agenda 21 document. This was signed in 1992 at the Rio Earth Summit. You've got to be freaking kidding me. And then it suddenly becomes clear to me, and it's only just occurred to me now, how exactly would they do all this without everybody kind of doing up in arms? It's like, why are you tagging everything? Smart dust. From the chemtrails. That's why they're chemtrailing everywhere, even wilderness areas. That's something that's just occurred to me now. I could be wrong, though.
But in either case, Melanie, if you could continue on and tell us what it's like to actually be a Morgellon sufferer, a disease that officially doesn't exist.
Yes. So I experienced the same type of symptoms that all of the victims of electronic terrorism report. So, in fact, once you're implanted with this technology, you have an electrical current that is running through your body all the time. You've got pain all over, all the time, so it never stops because these technologies are always active. You have excruciating headaches, electrical shock sensations, heart, how do you say, fluttering, which means irregular heartbeat, extreme fatigue, also, let's say, it also takes a heavy toll, you know, on your psychological, on your mood, on your, it's rather horrible to realize that you have been roboticized, so to speak, and there will be no one what happens if you go to your physician usually complain about these kind of symptoms. In my case, I was lucky because they could not say that this was all in my head because they saw this material coming out of my skin, so they couldn't say it was all in my mind. But most of the victims then are most of the time unfortunately diagnosed with some psychological disorder sent to a psychiatrist, which of course doesn't help because this is a crime, you know. It's, and so it is rather horrible. And you must know that many of these victims, and which is also my case, are also abused in directed energy weapons testing, which means that you feel electrical shock waves going through your body, which is extremely painful. It is really torture. So these are my symptoms, but there are, most of the victims actually report that their symptoms are almost identical.
So this is something that we've got to look forward to in future. You know, this is one of these diseases that will start to manifest pretty much everywhere we can see. Now, I'm wondering if that is possible, and of course, it's happening to you, so it's not just possible, it's happening. What is the capability of somebody who has, say, their finger on the button? Here's a whole bunch of people, and the only reason why people suffer Morgellons, in my opinion, is because their body actually rejects the smart dust, whereas a lot of people, their body doesn't reject it at all. It actually just kind of, becomes one with it. You become sort of transhumanist, and what occurs to me is that if you're actually capable of getting electric shocks, and if it's sending radio signals, could it actually be used, let's say, via the use of a directed frequency or something of that nature, to kind of turn you into a robot and make you tap dance to some kind of Dick Van Dyke film or something like that if they wanted?
Yes, I mean, it is really transhumanism. It is this technology leads to absolute control over the victim, over the human being. So what it does is it connects to your nervous system. So somebody can, do whatever they like, can torture you remotely, but could also kill you remotely. So it is something absolutely terrible, and we really need to stand up and fight this, because otherwise the whole globe is going to be, whole humanity is going to end up being biological robots, and I don't think that any parent or grandparent would like their children or grandchildren to be a biological robot. And also, it serves, of course, the depopulation agenda. So, as I said, it's very easy to kill a person remotely via this technology. It leads to absolute control over the victim.
Now, have you ever seen the film Gamer?
No, but I guess you will tell me what it is about.
Okay, well, in the future, there's a TV show called Slayers. Now, Slayers is a bit where criminals, convicted murderers, get the opportunity to participate in a game. Okay, and now they implant them in their brains with what are called nanites. These are essentially micro technology that replicates brain cell activity. And so what it does is it gets injected into your brain and then it starts to replicate itself and replace all of your natural brain cells so that a game controller can actually take control of this person and actually move them around like a robot. And one of the conspiracies within the film is that the creator of these nanites wanted to do kind of a smart dust cloud and go and just like puff it out like... And tiny particulates all over the place so that he, being the one person with nanites that are programmed to transmit, can control everybody else whose nanites are made to receive. So in one swift move, he can gain control of the entire human race and all slaves. Well, that's what we're talking about here, isn't it?
Absolutely, you're saying that this is, I don't know this particular film, but you're saying that this sounds like science fiction. Well, it's actually much more science than fiction, and that's exactly what we're talking about here. So, and that's what people need to realize. What we try to achieve in UKEDGE is that these technologies are actually, you know, become regulated, which is not the case at all at the moment. So, and what we would ultimately like to achieve is that there's appropriate EU legislation to be created to protect our citizens from these kinds of abuses. And when I say citizens, these include small children. When we did these tests, you know, which I just explained in the Faraday cage, when we scanned people for radio frequency emissions, people that came to us were... sometimes where families with small children and the children emitted radio frequencies, which means that they had been implanted with these kinds of torture technologies. Often this happens also, you know, when it's very easy actually to implant a person. All you need is a needle, basically. So what people also need to be aware of is that, the people that we tested that came up positive, generally they told us that they had a surgery before. They had, you know, they underwent surgery, but not all of them, Winnie, because we had, for example, children that were vaccinated or elderly ladies that had gotten their flu vaccine and always came up positive in their upper arm. So, and they told us, well, they never had a surgery or anything. Well, if they always come up positive in the upper arm, we asked them, well, you know, did you have anything done there? And they said, well, no, just my GP always gives me my flu vaccine there. Well, I think then we can quite safely say that if they never had the surgery and it's always coming up positive in the upper arm, that this was, you know, that they were implanted via the vaccine.
Well, it seems like the medical, military, industrial complex has been working together for a long time. And so if there was a global program to robotize and androidize all humans on Earth, something tells me that they would all be doing something, just a little bit of something, together in order to accomplish such a massive scheme of such incredible scumbaggery. Melanie, thank you very much. And Alfred, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, in just a few minutes at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. You can get the archives at that website if you are capable of contributing towards the funding of this show. We take donations and regular donations as well. You can set up automatic payments via the subscription button or into the bank account directly. We'll be right back in just a few minutes for the second hour, folks.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the show where we go where others fear to tread. The show where we talk about things that are so mind-blowing that you wonder how you survive it. And here's the reason why. Because let me explain something. Almost every single day, I'm told about a new thing that's killing me or is going to exterminate all mankind. You know, the only thing that all of those different things have in common is that I'm alive when I hear about them. Just because you're being ruthlessly exterminated and controlled by a bunch of sociopathic control freaks doesn't mean you can't have a few laughs about it. In fact, if you don't have a few laughs about it, you're probably going to lose the battle for your own mind, aren't you? My very special guests, Melanie and Alfred, are back. And we have two callers on the line. In fact, actually, it's just the one caller. Should we take the caller?
Sure.
Have we got more important things to talk about? All right.
We'll take the caller.
Yes. Okay. And the caller, you are unmuted. You're in a 206 area code.
Hi, Vinny. My name is Anne. I'm from Seattle. And I love your show, you know. I love your lighter side of genocide, you know. I think that's really fun. It is good to laugh. So. And incidentally, Mort Gellens, my God, that's it must be synchronicity.
Hello? Yeah, we can hear.
I'm not sure I was on this. Okay, yeah, because, I mean, that's my main thing, you know, my passion. I didn't sit out, but it just happened to be that I know about Mort Gellens, and I know that the CDC, you know, didn't tell the truth about the report and so forth. But what a wonderful show. And, and I also loved Cynthia Brewer. I'd love to talk to her because many things that she talked about, my experience, you know, has been nothing like that. I mean, it's, like, horrible. I can't even believe that, I mean... her story should be like headline news, you know.
Could you tell us about your suffering with Mort Gellens? What's it been like for you?
Well, it's a long story, and I kind of feel like, you know, like I'm on an island, and I imagine like this helicopter coming in, and I'm gonna have to like go on the basket, and they'll have to like. Carrying me up in the air, you know what I mean?
You sort of feel alone and, you know, and lost at sea sort of thing. Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Well, I actually have a YouTube channel. Maybe I don't. See, this is why Cynthia Brewer's story was, poignant or, you know, mental, because she spoke about, like, communication breakdown and so forth, and that really, like, Yeah. I knew what she was talking about. I mean, that's a pretty crazy story for someone to believe. But I'm like, yeah, I believe it. You know, and I'm usually pretty, I'm not the type of person who'll just believe anything first. I always look to technology before, you know, concluding Jin or Archons or anything like that. Not that I don't believe in other things, but. Anyways,
so you don't actually suffer from Mort Gellens?
Feedback? Hello?
So you don't actually suffer from Mort Gellens at all?
Oh, yeah, I do. I have a whole YouTube channel called The Roswell One, and I show everything that's, like, come out of my body, and, you know, I mean, I don't know how much you know about Mort Gellens, but it's completely denied, you know, so... you know, everyone knows. And also, in my opinion, from my vantage point, it also accompanies, like, gang stalking or COINTELPRO. These are just words that I attach to, you know, to best describe, you know, certain things. That doesn't mean that those are actually the correct terms, you know what I mean? Hello?
Okay.
Well, I want to thank you very much for your call. We're going to go to our next
call. Can I say one more thing? Yeah. I just want to say to Alfred, like, he's been on the Roxy Lopez show.
Yes.
Yes. I was hearing about, I know Andrew Bezalel, but that's not it. Andrew Bezalel was in Seattle. I'd like to talk to him. But and your other guest has been on Roxy too, right?
Yes.
Yes, it's like, wow, it's like, oh my God, another more Jones, you know, person. I mean, it is quite an honor for me, actually, really. I mean, because I'm not being forward, to support harassment. For me, you know, it does go hand in hand and support. And so, actually, I always had the more Jones perspective first and took it to that avenue, you know. So nice to meet you. My mind is sort of, you know, like foggy. I'm not good at memory.
We can tell. Thank you for your call. And we go to our next caller now. We have Gyro in the Uber Kingdom. Gyro, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hello, darling. Vinny. I love you know that. Go to second place now because Alfred Weber is on the line. My God, there were times that I needed you. Thank you so much for your work, mister. You're a strong
man. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I can also say to you that I absolutely adore the fact that you can speak in a forensic way. I can't even imagine all the things that you do. And about how those things go together. Even as you speak, at first I thought, like, my gosh, why is he speaking so slowly? And then I understood that every single morsel of every single sound and every shape that you make is absolutely correct. But I want to speak to Miriam. Miriam, come on, Sebastian.
It's Melanie, but hello.
Melanie. Okay.
Yes.
Melanie.
Hello.
How are you? When I left that place in Brussels about 10 years ago, the UN had only just started to move in and had just become the center of what I would think was like, it's not really American, is it? But it's whatever is controlling us, it seems to have taken over completely. It's all over Europe, it's all over the world, and it's blamed on America, but it really America, is it? It's the same thing that's going on everywhere. With this Morgellons
a
simple question.
So, I mean, we certainly have a big American presence here. I mean, like, NATO is just next door. But what we are talking about, covert harassment and, non-consensual implantation with these remote influencing technologies and direct energy weapons torture and chemtrails, all of the subjects that we had tonight, it's going on all over the globe. We have the same complaints really virtually everywhere. We have, you know, victims that contact us
from all over the globe. But is it not true? Is it not true? I don't know how far your mind goes because when you go through education, I'm going to be annoying now. When you go through education, your mind gets boxed into walls, not just little normal walls, but walls of absolute concrete. You're speaking to somebody with, well, not me, you're with Alfred Weber. And you're with Vinnie Eastwood. And you're with all sorts of people who know that these walls can be knocked down. So, like, you must know, even though you have these physical symptoms, that they can all be changed through consciousness.
Yes. I mean, I'm sure we'll, ultimately bring
this to an end. No, you don't. Well, I had a broken leg.
I think we need to wake up.
They told me I'd have arthritis from.
Wake the public up to be...
I healed it through consciousness.
Yes, exactly. There has to be, we have to raise awareness. The public has to wake up and realize that these things are really going on.
I'm not sure that's what he's saying. Are you saying that you can actually solve and cure Morgellons through raising your consciousness?
Oh, sorry. I heard him on and off, so I didn't maybe completely hear what he was saying. Sorry.
Oh, one moment. Let me try and fix the phone. I'll try and do it quickly. Can you hear that properly, though?
Yes, now it's better.
I will change my voice so that you can hear it. I'm not being rude, but I only use this voice to argue. When you change your consciousness, everything will change with you. And what is happening now is everyone, we are all frightened because everything that we know is changing. And it looks like the whole thing is controlled by government and the people will not wake up. But what is important is to understand that you are a part of consciousness and all consciousness knows what is happening. Everything is a little game. You will remain a beautiful creature as long as you stay with your integrity, your ethics, and your morals.
Absolutely.
Dead or not.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
All right, good point there. Thank you, Gyro, for your call. We're going to go for our next caller now. Tim in Wisconsin, you are on the air, my friend.
Hi. Can you hear me
now?
Go
ahead. We can hear you just fine. Go ahead, man.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. What Melanie said about what the New World Order is doing to make Araby become biological robots, that's what that's what I can help, especially still getting me about Christians like at one certain church who keep insisting on having the darn stinking attitude that we ought not to get political and just trust God and all that kind of stuff and do nothing about any of this stuff.
Question in there, Tim? Or are we just talking about how some people are overly reliant on their spiritual faith to heal real physical 3D problems?
That's all I can see about those kind of Christians. Keep having that kind of belief, that we ought not to get political in the church and just supposed to trust God about everything and do nothing about any of this stuff.
Okay. It's kind of a little, I don't quite understand that. Well, anyway, Tim, thank you very much for your call, bro. Okay, and let's talk about this as well, because I think Tim has raised something that is worthy of note, is that we're engaged in a spiritual war as much as a psi war, as much as a physical war, aren't we? And this Morgellons is, would you call it an epidemic? I mean, how many, because it's so difficult to quantify, because the doctors don't really come out and publish, we got this many cases of Morgellons this week, that many cases of Morgellons that week, but, we sent them to the nut house and it's all good. You just don't know how many people are suffering from it right now, let alone how many new cases are being reported from per day or something like that, or am I wrong?
Well, we don't know, the official figure, but which is more problem, We know that at least we have been in contact with literally thousands of individuals, contacting us and reporting the same kind of symptoms. And especially for Morgellons here in Belgium, which is a rather small country, since I'm, very publicly fighting this, I've been recently contacted, I think 2 weeks ago, by literally five new Morgellons victims. Which I found was very interesting, is that they, most of them had also been, some of them even in the same clinic, to the same toxicologist, had been the same, skin samples taken, had been taken from them, and they could not be identified under the microscope. They were just told that this is some inorganic synthetic material that should not be in their body. So, five, last week or so. So, on our website, on the UCATCH website, we have in general also five new victims of these new technologies, or at least you know, people that claim to be victims that register with us as members. So I think the, you know, the figures must be extremely high. But I wouldn't call it an epidemic, because an epidemic, for me, it implies that it's something infectious. It's something, you know, that is contagious. At least that's what I think when I hear the word epidemic. You know, looked a lot on the research of Dr. Hildegard Stenninger, who's an American toxicologist, and he studied Morgellons quite in length. And she took actually, you know, samples from her patient's skin and looked at them under a microscope, and then compared these samples to actually chemtrail samples that people, you know, had taken and had been sent to her, and found out this was just the same material. So I think we can quite safely say what Alfred just said, that you know, this nanotechnology is sprayed on us, you know, by the chemtrails. That's at least one way to get it into your body. But as this is a technology, it is not contagious. At least that's what Dr. Stenninger says. And I was, you know, particularly, you know, quite worried about first when I first had these symptoms, because they appeared just before the first time that my body was extruding this material, just after I came back from a surgery and just before I got pregnant with my son. So I was very concerned that this could be contagious, that my son could have this, you know, what I know now is Morgellons and the SmartTax technology. I didn't know at the time that, you know, I thought it was something parasitical, something I didn't know what was happening to me. But I was definitely very concerned that I couldn't have given this to my son as well. Luckily, I mean, until now at least, he doesn't display any symptoms, and I've never seen any material coming out of his skin. From at least what Dr. Stenninger says, who has done extensive research.
I'm sorry, Melanie, we're coming.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Venice Wood Show, broadcasting live from the Chateau de Rothschild, nestled deep within the nice, fragrant hills of Sicily, where we grow our nice cocaine plants that we use to bribe the politicians of Italy and the United States and pretty much every other Rothschild-controlled country with. And our special guests are Melanie and Alfred Weber. Welcome back, guys. And we wanted to have a little bit of a focus, didn't we? And get back on topic and talk about the Morgellons, the mind control, the torture, and the various other forms of scumbaggery. So let's get down to it. Melanie, where did you leave off?
Yes, so I was saying that we have this message to basically prove that. I was also explaining, you know, my personal stories with very incredible doctors, or at least doctors that were not of any help. So what I would like to talk now about is actually our efforts in the European Parliament, because we are working with the European Parliament, we're lobbying with the European Parliament, in fact, to create appropriate EU legislation to stop these kinds of abuses. I will quickly say that before UKETCH was even created legally, which was done in June in Stockholm, we had already been working together as a group for some time, and we had one first meeting with members of the European Parliament, you know, that I knew. on the 31st of January, I think, where we went there and made a presentation and presented a few of our results. You know, I explained the scanning before, and you know, showed them that this was a huge problem. There was you know, a huge part of the population being non-consensually experimented on with these remote influencing technologies. So we went there for a meeting, had a presentation there, and the result was that we were advised by the members of parliament that we saw to actually set, you know, do a presentation in front of the responsible parliamentary committee, which is the Committee for Civil Liberties, Justice and Home Affairs. And maybe Alfred can say something a little bit more about this.
Yes, well, what we're doing is, what we've developed is a draft law, and in the technical parlance of the European Union, that's called a European Union regulation.
Alfred, did you just say European Union?
I was so taken away by your
Freudian slip.
Rothschild. No, I was so taken away by your Rothschild Sicilian spiel that I said European. So there's such a closeness between European, and urine. Anyway, I know this is part of the lighter side of genocide. Oh,
yeah. Oh, well, you can't piss yourself laughing without urine peeing, I guess.
Okay. Well, from the ridiculous to the sublime to the lighter side of genocide. So what UCATCH is doing and what they asked me to do, because in 2001, right after the 9/11 false flag operation at the beginning of October of 2001, Congressman Dennis Kucinich asked us to write a bill which would have banned HARP and banned chemtrails and banned space-based weapons. So I actually wrote that bill, and it was introduced into the U.S. Congress as H.R. 2977. And that the U.S. military promptly wrote a report against it, and 6 weeks later it was promptly... it died. So that was very short-lived. So this project is now having a reincarnation in the European Union. And no pun intended. Vinny, I'm afraid that you have now given birth to a new pun on the Vinny Eastwood Show. And so the
I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing.
Okay, so this is what the
lighter side of genocide.
This is the life.
I've actually got tears coming down my face.
This is the lightest.
The European Parliament. Can you imagine what the men room is like? Oh no! I guess who's the head of the European Parliament? Herman von Rompuy. You can't make this stuff up.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's try to get a grip. Yeah, okay. So this must be some sort of this is comic comic relief and the lighter side of genocide, because we're about to talk about some horrible stuff that we're bringing a law. And let me just talk about the definition sections of this law, okay? Let me just get into the definition sections. This is a law which will ban and outlaw the use of the following weapons. And these are new physics torture weapons. And that means weapons or weapon systems operating on new physics principles used to torture or inflict other cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment, including, but not limited to, electronic weapons, electromagnetic weapons, magnetic weapons, directed energy weapons, and each of these classes of weapons are, you know, detailed. Geophysical weapons, wave energy weapons, frequency weapons, genetic weapons, scalar weapons, psychotronic weapons, chemtrail aerosol weapons, implant weapons, nanotechnology weapons, and information technology weapons. And then torture, the definition of torture. Wait till you hear this. You know, it's like really, really, torture means the use of new physics torture weapons to commit any act by which severe pain or suffering, whether physical or mental, is intentionally inflicted on a person for such purposes, including but not limited to intentional psychological programming, experimentation, voice-to-skull communication. I mean, people who have these implants suddenly hear voices in their head commanding them to do this and that, artificial telepathy, remote influencing. Vinny, that's what you were talking about earlier in the show, you know, forcing a person to do this or that, influencing them, turning them into a robot. Remote inducement or physical or mental illness. This is where you're given an illness remotely, or a mental illness remotely. Mood management, mind control of persons or populations. You can actually use HARP, and there's studies of this. They did it on the Australian population, where right before elections, they mood managed the limbic systems of all the Australians to make them apathetic so they wouldn't go to the polls. And this is how they use HARP. Here we go. This is very serious. And some witnesses of this have come forward now. Remote virtual sexual assault. Remote virtual rape. Women are being raped remotely using these weapons. Forced reproductive sterilization by means of chemtrails aerosol weapons. Forced reproductive sterilization by means of vaccinations. They put in the chemtrails or in the vaccinations agents that sterilize you without you knowing it. Any male or female that breathes in these chemtrails or gets vaccinated, they can no longer have children. Electronic dissolution of memory. They have frequencies, and this is, and you may note how much of the population has now lost their memory. This is something that I've noted anecdotally, I've really begun to note it. How many people say, oh, I can't remember that? That is an artifact. That is artificially induced by the transhumanist agenda. Okay, here we go. Radio hypnotic intracerebral control, RHIC. That is where they hypnotize you. So you're in a hypnotic trance. You know how they make a stage magician can bring a person up on a stage and make him do all sorts of crazy things. Well, they can hypnotize you at a distance and make you do all the crazy things. Remote transmission of images or films to brain. They can show you pictures or films in your brain remotely. Remote reading and controlling of thoughts. They can read your thoughts remotely, and they can control and implant your thoughts remotely. Subliminal thought control. So you don't know that this is happening. You don't know that you're being remote influenced. This is all happening subliminally. Remote introduction of implants into the body via vaccination, via chemtrails, aerosol weapons, via food, water, or other potable liquids, via nanobots, these small bots that you can breathe in the chemtrails, remote scarring of the body. One of my colleagues has had her body scarred. I can see the scars. They cut scars on her neck, on her chin. You know, this is torture. Remote introduction of inorganic particles into the body. That's a technical term for Morgellons. Remote control of gang stalking or gang stalkers. There is a report just to show you what gang stalking is about. The gang stalkers are actually controlled by a computer electronic network. And there's a report where there was a series of gang stalkers on a University of California campus that were being controlled by the local police tower, from the local police tower. And the police tower suffered a power outage, and the gang stalkers suddenly came out of the trance and looked at each other and scattered like cockroaches, i.e., people who gang stalk you, they have been taken over and are being controlled they are robotized and haven't been taken over, and they're controlled in some cases by the local police towers. And so that's how the gang stalking occurs, is controlled from the local police towers. This is the fascistic New World Order state, where they've implanted these individuals and they become robots of the New World Order state. Gang stalking itself and commission of the following crimes in conjunction with the use of the new physics torture weapons: harassment, breaking and entering of private property, and ransacking of private property. That's what happened to Melanie, where I had actually helped put together an experimental program with the E-Clinic on treatment of Morgellons. And Melanie had volunteered to be the first subject, and there was clinical improvement, where the E-Clinic was giving this very expensive...
Well, the feed just came up like pretty hardcore there. Okay, well, we're coming to break, obviously, Alfred, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can, please, after listening to the show, share out the archives. You'll find the archives at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com and on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Mr News Guerrilla Media. Back in just a few minutes.
To fly to New Zealand by plane from New York City, it takes 22 hours. So from the Twin Cities, 19. I mean, I fly all the time, and 6 hours on a plane is like a lot, and 19 is wrong. And they distract you. They feed you, and then they feed you some more, and then they feed you, give me a dessert, give me a dessert, give me a dessert. Have your dessert, you prick, give me that dessert. Have a Bloody Mary, yeah, give me a whiskey sour, yeah, give me whatever you got. Just more liquor, more liquor, more liquor. And then when you're done, there's still 16 hours to go. You want to know what it's like? You can experience going to New Zealand. It's very simple. sit in a chair for 19 hours and take your hands and press your head as hard as you can. And don't stop. Don't stop! 19 hours, just like this. And then at the end of 19 hours, you pull your hands up and you feel like you're in New Zealand.
Welcome back.
You certainly won't feel like you're home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from New Zealand in English for your listening eargasm places pleasure. And my very special guest, Melanie and Alfred, are here. And Melanie was just disclosing to us over the break is that she's got this sort of electrode because of this Morgellons, this artificial stuff in her body, which you can't see. It's kind of sending electrical impulses through her throat when she comes onto radio shows and things like that, and forces her to cough so she can't frickin' speak. You know? Like, this situation's really serious. You can just imagine for a moment, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, like, if you're not driving or something like this, just close your eyes for a moment. Imagine that your body is not your body. Imagine you can't speak when you want to. Imagine that you constantly feel pain when you can't stand it. And imagine that people don't believe you and call you crazy because of it. That is one small, tiny slice of what people with Morgellons are suffering. We've got to really do something about this. Is there a cure? Has anybody managed to find something that can actually reverse these effects? I don't know.
Well, I don't know if it could be totally cured. I always think that our bodies, you know, it's an amazing thing and it just needs some help. it can do a lot of things. I think it's important that you believe, you know, in a cure. For example, the detox program that I was following with the E-Clinic did, and indeed, because I went into it, let's say, saying, well, you know, I didn't, you know, have too many hopes. Well, I was open, but I, and the results were actually better than I had expected. So really, my body had completely, because Morgellons is, it's basically a toxic condition. So I had completely stopped to extrude this foreign material. And when I started the detox program with the E-Clinic before my house got raided, and then unfortunately went missing. But it definitely had some effect because I had a lot of this foreign material that my body was extruding again. So it seemed to have kind of flushed my system. I don't currently know. I always think, a cure must be possible. Our body can do amazing things, but I do not have met anyone, at least not yet, that said that he or she has been cured. Although that is not true, because one of the Morgellons victims that I recently met, a very nice couple, in fact, the lady had Morgellons, and I could see she did have it because she had over her body many lesions that had healed, but still you could see it. She said that at least we don't know if it went into remission or if she's completely cured, but she says that after 12 years of extremely healthy lifestyle and some kind of detox program like I was following with the E-Clinic, she now doesn't have any more symptoms. So
from having more gallons to having less gallons.
Yes, she says she claims she's cured, or it could just go into remission. But she says that she really, really followed this program strictly for over 12 years, and at the moment it seems that the symptoms are totally gone. So there's hope out there. Because the problem is, you cannot just cut it off, because it's a technology that self-assembles and auto-replicates in your body. So it's not something that, you know, if it's just one microchip, okay, you can remove that. But not in the case of Morgellons. Although there is an elected official who's called David Larson, elected official out of California, who fell victim to this and had 30 devices. I think it's almost 10 years ago. You can look that up on the internet. It's a very he did a very good investigation. He had 30, that was already nanotechnology at the time, 30 devices removed from him. But he had the mainly in the head, head and heart, and it was not like Morgellons, which really creates a complex system of wiring in the body. But he did have them removed.
When you say complex system of wiring, are you saying that it kind of replicates sort of like the nervous system sort of thing?
Well, it's
Like sort of creates a dual nervous system, one natural and one artificial.
Yeah, it connects to your nervous system. And at least what I find very interesting is that the people that we scan, and we had a few more Morgellons victims already now, amongst them, is, but in any case, any person, all the people that are victimized by these remote influencing technologies, when we scan them, and I think that's very interesting, is that it's not random where they come up positive. So the points are, you know, the anatomical focus points in the body where we measure these emissions coming from are almost the same, identical for all of the people that we scan. Now, the Morgellons victims have especially high number, of these, where we can measure the emissions, because it is really, systemic. It's all over your body. So, but the points are always the same. And I found that interesting because Alfred was saying something before with the crown of the head, the chakra points. And indeed, the crown of the head is one of the typical points where we always, almost always have the emissions. And then most of the time in the vital organs. So, of course, the brain, the heart, liver, kidneys, stomach area, and in the case of Morgellons, it also goes down, to the knees and often even in the feet. So it's all over, basically. But the points are almost identical with all of the people that we're testing. So, and
we only have a few.
Yeah, I just wanted to say for the Morgellons victims.
Sorry, continue, Melanie.
I just wanted to conclude saying for the Morgellons victims, these points are also identical. Just that they're generally the numbers with finding these emissions are higher than with people, I want to say, that are, plainly implanted, which is with a few microchips, which is not a good expression. This is a crime against humanity. So, but the systems, the points where we're measuring the emissions coming from are almost identical with all of these victims that we have tested.
Okay, well, we've nearly come to the end of the show. Alfred, if you'd like to give some closing statements and rattle off the websites for people who are interested to get more information.
Yeah, sure. This is really an area that I've been following now for almost 40 years, because when I was in 1977, when I was the director of the Carter White House Extraterrestrial Communication Study, I was attacked by the earlier generation of frequency weapons, electromagnetic frequency weapons, at the inner ring of the Pentagon, the E-ring, while I was meeting with an Assistant Secretary of Defense of the Carter government. In order to attempt to terminate the White House study. And so I've been following this field now for 40 years, and now they've moved to this to the new generation of weapons, which are scalar and which connect up to the quantum cloud, quantum supercomputers, and a super grid, and all of these other technologies. And so we can combat them with soul power, and by coming together with groups like the European Coalition, which people can visit on the internet at EUCACH.org. And we'll now be going into the European Parliament and into the European Commission to get laws passed to actually outlaw HARP, outlaw chemtrails globally. These are powerful laws that have been in the preparation now almost 12, 13 years since they were first introduced into the U.S. Congress after 9/11. So we all need to get behind this. There is hope, but we need to act as a unit. So that's what I like to say.
All right. Thank you very much, both of you, for your efforts in talking about this incredibly important and hopefully not for too long, very underground topic. You know, people have got to get wise to the New World Order and that it plays many, many games, many of which you might not be aware of unless you start to look for it. We'll be coming back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, to round off the week. Thank you very much. We'll see you again sometime.